I'm joined by Jose Semedo live on BBC Radio Sheffield. What did you make of that one today? Then it's three straight defeats for Sheffield Wednesday, and really, I think the first half and the two goals that you conceded just cost you, gave yourself too much to do.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we didn't deserve the defeats, but the football is about goals, and they have just that two chances which dictate the game. But I think our performance was very well. We play very well, and we deserve more of the game
What did
than.
the manager say at half time? I've had a couple of people ring in and say, well, the manager doesn't show enough passion on the sideline. He's not shouting enough. He's not waving his arms enough. But at half time, I suspect that he's probably made himself heard, didn't he?
Yeah, absolutely was angry on the dressing room, but he's his way to be, and he's nice and calm manager. I think he did very well for us, and he get us a promotion. He get us to maintain on this league last season, and I think he do a really good job for Sheffield Wednesday. And he was a little bit upset on the dressing room, but he keep us going. And on the second half, we show a different team, and we deserve really, really more of the game.
Let me ask you about this, because as a player, if you're out there playing and you've got a manager who is on the sideline shouting at you, saying, you've got to do this, you've got to do that, does that help you or can that hinder you sometimes as well?
No, it's not. Each manager have his way to be, and sometimes it's good, and sometimes it's wrong for the team. So it depends the situation, and depend. But I think sometimes you do that during the game, and sometimes you not. But it's his way to be, and I think his all his career talk for himself.
What about the fact that you've had a bit of a frustrating time, haven't you? I remember speaking to you at Nottingham Forest when they had the Semedo Day, which was a great occasion for you,
Unbelievable,
and it was
amazing.
really emotional. But after that, it's just been so frustrating
Yeah,
for you.
after that I get injured, and the team start to get some results. That's part of football, and keep working hard, and I get my chance today. I think I played well, and I hope to stay on the team, and if not, I will keep working hard to get back.
Was it good then to sort of get that message you're going to be playing today? Because it must, a player like yourself who's all energy, I bet you're bundled up on the sort of the touchline or sat on the bench, aren't you? You want to be out there playing.
Absolutely, but and I wasn't no playing, but the our midfielder was ill this morning, and the manager, since I came in, he said, "Will you gonna play?" And I said, "Okay, I've been training well, and no pressure, and nothing different than what I used to do it."
It's no time for panic, is it? I mean, three defeats, all right, worst start for 6 years, but it's only three games, isn't it? And it's a long season, essentially. There is
absolutely.
a temptation sometimes, especially when you do have three defeats, to think the worst.
But I think the thing to get more worried is when you losing and you don't play well. But I think it's not the case. We did some good things out there, and I think we keep the good things and shoot our door, close our door in the back, and that's it.
How much do you think injuries are costing the team? I mean, it's not just the fact that Lewis is out, Reader Johnson's out, then Joe Mattock gets injured as well. A young guy like Rafa has to come into the team, sort of thrown in at the deep end. His English isn't even that good. I think you've been translating for him,
I
haven't you?
try help him as much as I can, but if you can see, we have three new players at the back, which they're not used to, which they will need the time to get used to the talk of the keeper, to the talk of the skipper. It's normally you play Reid the left back, Lewis right back. They all home players. All used to or that role, used to in that back four, and at the moment you've been with three new players at the back, which sometimes talking with the keeper in the is a little bit different, but I think we do well. It's no worries, no time to panic, because we do some good things out there.
You are still very much a fan's favourite at this football club, but has there been ever any point in the last few months that you've thought, maybe I should go somewhere else? Because when you haven't been playing, you're a player sort of at the peak of his career, prime age, sort of mid-20s. So has that thought ever crossed your mind to move on?
Never at all. Never. In
Why?
any, because I love this club. Because I want to be at this club, I want to finish on this club. They give me so much to me, and I will try to do my best all the time in training, in the games. Even if I'm not playing on Saturday, I will do my best on the training, because I still use the Sheffield Wednesday shirt on the training.
Does it hurt you when you're not out there? Because you want to do those things that you're talking about. You want
Yeah,
to go out there.
absolutely. It hurt a little bit because you are on this. You are a footballer, but doesn't matter if they pay you for play foot. They pay you for play football. When you don't play, you get. It's a little bit hard, but it's just the way football is. It's only 11 can play.